Well, I wanted to ask you about what kind of things would you make with cornmeal?
Well, you could take the cornmeal, or you mostly made some kind of a bread out of it, such as we call them flitters, that's German name, flapjacks, cornbread.
What were flitters?
Flitters just a little old, make up a batter and pour it in a pan and fry it.
Out of cornmeal?
Yeah. And then you could
Would you have wheat flour in there too?
You could add a little flour if you wanted to, if you didn't want it too coarse.
I see.
And then your cornbread.
Okay, what were flapjacks?
Well, flapjacks was you get a whole pan full of it, we call a flour and hokey dokey, and you get that little old pan full, get you up and catch it, and put it back on the stove. That the other side's cooking.
Yeah.
That's a flapjack,
Uh-huh.
I got flap from any one of them things.
Well, what would you make out of cornmeal? Go ahead and tell me.
Well, that was, and then you could use it in soup and your meal and making like you boil a squirrel or something, and you take that pot of that broth and put that meal in there and make a soup.
I say, what would you call the meal in there?
The meal in that stuff?
Pot liquor?
No, it wouldn't be pot liquor. It'd just be
a dumpling or something?
No, dumplings are mostly made out of flour.
I see.
You can make a mush out of it, what you'd call that a corn mush.
Okay, can you tell me how you'd make that?
Well,
that would be with salt and water, maybe?
Yeah, and
mixed up.
A little lard and some,
Did you make a large cake of cornmeal ever? Maybe if you cook that in a skillet?
Sometimes you make a large, and depending on the size group you had to feed.
Okay, what'd you call that, a large cake?
Cornbread, large pone.
Pone?
Uh-huh.
I see.
You cook it in a square pan, long and short. Or you can, my wife cooks just a little frying pan, she bakes it in there.
I see. Now, any other kind of breads or cakes, would you ever take cornmeal and make it up in a little small kind of cake or something like that?
Did you, Florence? Take cornmeal.
What's a corn dodger?
And bake hot water bread.
Uh-huh.
That's your bake hot water bread.
Take your bread and bake it. Just out of hot water.
As you mentioned, now your pone.
Yeah, what's a
hot water bread just made up in a pone, like, about like the palm of your hand, and then put in the stove and bake it.
I see. It's just kind of a...
Okay. Yeah, a little old ham. You just get a handful and cut it down.
That's what you call a pone?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, you don't want any?
I'd drink mine.
Oh, well, I'd love a glass. Thank you. A corn dodger, then, was you call what? That was a...
That's...
I don't know about the
dodger. Well, corn dodger, it was so like that... flapjack, you cook it, corn dodger and a flapjack pretty well. It's pretty well the same. Ingredients and everything all just alike.
What was the shape of it, corn dodger?
Well, they cook them in different forms. Just the ingredients they put in it to what give it the name, see, corn dodger. A lot of people, some people, it may be a corn pone and flapjack, and then someone come along wouldn't like no cornmeal. Well, that's a corn dodger you got there. He'd be dodging you. They got a lot of